You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good evening, everybody. Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO. We are back in Sydney for the second straight night. High school hoops here on WCDO. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, plus local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler will always get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. The Sydney boys hosting Oneonta in an old Sus-type matchup from back in the day when they were in the same league. Now playing in the MAC is Sydney and the Stack for Oneonta. So always fun when we can do these crossover games because these two teams normally would not get to play each other. So when I saw the schedules come out, I said, boy, this would be a fun one, especially being right here in Sydney. So really excited to bring you tonight's game between Oneonta and Sydney. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll break things down a little bit and get you set for tip-off here between the Yellow Jackets and the Warriors. It's high school boys hoops tonight on WCDO.
If you have an accident, hit a deer, or have a big car repair, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney can help. We've brought back rentals for local use. Clean, late-model rental vehicles to help you get back and forth to work and to use locally, including minivans and SUVs. Butler Auto works directly with your insurance company, so you don't have the hassle. So now, if you run into a problem with your car and need a quick rental vehicle, the Butler Auto Rental Department will take good care of you. And with winter weather here, count on Butler's state-of-the-art service department with top-notch technicians and the best auto service equipment in the business. From oil changes and inspections to tires, alignments, and brakes. So, for quality service or local use rentals, call Butler Auto at 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, located on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO. A big welcome to all our listeners as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. They're a longtime sponsor of that. We also record all these games. We put them on our game audio archive, so we're always updating that as fast as we can. If you caught last night's broadcast, a great game between the Sydney girls and Unitego. I don't have that up on the archive yet. Hoping to get that up there tomorrow because I had a lot of people reach out to me today and say, I would love to listen back to that game as Unitego survived in overtime 39-38, a thriller to open the season. As you know, last night was the first game we had done on the radio for the high school season. And boy, what a way to start. A very, very fun game for sure. Oneonta boys come in tonight with a record of 1-1. They played in the annual Drago tip-off tournament over the weekend. They had a win over Windsor in the first round and then lost a heartbreaker to Vestal 42-41 in the championship game. Sydney comes in with a record of 2-0, wins over Charlotte Valley and Sherburne Earlville in their non-league schedule. So both teams coming in off to a good start here in the season, and boy, there's a lot of size and athleticism on both of these teams. So I'm really excited to see the matchup here tonight between the Yellow Jackets and the Warriors. I think if you're Oneonta, you know, you lose the Drago Tournament Championship game. That's a game near and dear to their hearts. They lose by a point right down to the final buzzer, 42-41. They're going to be fired up. to come in here tonight and try to right the ship and get back in the win column. If you're Sydney, you're 2-0, and I think this team feels like they have a chip on their shoulder in terms of trying to prove to the league that Sydney basketball is back. I think that's the read that I'm getting on this team. And so tonight's a big type of statement game where you can say, hey, we can hang with Oneonta or possibly beat Oneonta. I think if they can play well here tonight, it would mean a lot going into the MAC season. We're going to take a break for the national anthem. When we come back, it's the Sydney boys hosting Oneonta High School Hoops tonight on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
It just keeps getting better at SFCU.
For a limited time, you'll earn an incredible 4.4% annual percentage yield on a 15-month share certificate.
You heard correctly. Earn 4.4% annual percentage yield on a 15-month share certificate at SFCU with a minimum balance of just $5,000.
Or take advantage of the 15-month jumbo rate. 4.65% annual percentage yield with a minimum of $200,000.
This is the perfect time to move your money into a high dividend, short-term share certificate, also available to SFCU business members.
Stop into any of our 10 convenient branches. Visit sfcuonline.org or call 877-642-7328.
Membership required. Limited time offer. Valid on new money only.
Federally insured by NCUA. SFCU. See you. Banking easier.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Oneonta boys visiting Sydney here tonight. Nate Law with you on WCDO. And Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens back in our studio down on Main Street for WCDO. Here's our starting lineups first for the Oneonta boys tonight and longtime head coach Jerry Mackey. They are going to start with senior number 22, Owen Burnsworth, a freshman number 24, Britton Z, a junior number 32, Micaiah Morrison, a freshman number 40, Brady Carr, and a senior number 54, Finley Oliver. On the other side for the Sydney boys and head coach Tom Morris, they will start with junior number 3, Dylan Easton. He's a lot of fun to watch for sure. A junior number 10, Connor Vandersamen. A junior number 11, Wilson Simmons. A senior number 15, Danny Morris. And a senior number 22, Cameron Russo. Sydney's going to be in the home whites here tonight with the maroon trim. The gray trim as well says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform. Oneonta is in the road royal blue uniforms with the gold trim. It says Oneonta in gold lettering across the front of the uniform. Has an O in gold lettering on the side of the shorts. So both teams are set and ready to go in this non-league matchup. We're going to be back here for our next broadcast on Friday, which will feature the Sydney girls hosting Norwich, a 7 o'clock tip right here from Sydney High School on Friday night. So three games this week, all from Sydney. Rare that we would do three games in a row all at the same location, but worked out really well to see a lot of great area local teams all in one location right here in our neck of the woods in CDO. So Oneonta will win the opening tip. They're going left to right. Here is Z dribbling into the paint. Just as one off and into the corner, he'll get it back now. Working one up top to Owen Burnsworth. And gives one back here to Britton Z. One of the Sydney players lost his shoe. Burnsworth takes advantage of the opportunity. A three on the far side. Missed it, but the tap is up and good on the rebound for Micaiah Morrison. So an early 2-0 lead there. You don't see that very often. The shoe came flying off. Turnaround shot here for Sydney on their first possession for Danny Morris is no good. Outlet pass could not connect as Burnsworth was looking for Britton Z, who was behind him, and rolls out of bounds. So it's going to go back to Sydney. With 7:25 to go in the first quarter, Warriors trying to settle in. Oneonta ahead 2-0 in the early going off of a bucket by Micaiah Morrison. Sydney going right to left on your radio dial. Pull-up jumper is good here for the Sydney Warriors. Connor Vandersommen from the right elbow ties it up at 2. Oneonta in transition, right side as they go left to right. Here's Z straightaway 3 is off the side of the rim. Rebound for Danny Morris underneath. Sydney looking to push. Here's Vandersommen going to the 10, and he scores. And so Vandersommen is able to put that in. And right back for Oneonta. 3 from Carr on the left side, no good. Track down the rebound there for Simmons. And ahead now for Vandersommen. Boy, silky smooth. Takes it to the rim. Little up and under. Dishes off for Danny Morris. Shot is no good. Rebound for Oneonta. Boy, I'm impressed with Vandersommen here in these first couple of possessions. Great ball handling. Oneonta taking it to the rim here with Morrison. He's stripped and will have a foul on Oneonta. On Sydney. Foul's going to be on Dylan Easton, his first team's first. With 6.5 to go in this first quarter, Sydney leading Oneonta 4-2. And so Micaiah Morrison will step to the charity stripe here for Oneonta. And his first shot is short and no good. A low-scoring affair last night here between the Oneonta, or the Unitigo girls, and Sydney. We'll see what we get here tonight. And an air ball, and the second one by Morrison. I only bring that up because I had a lot of people between last night and tonight say, boy, it's tough to shoot in the Sydney gym for whatever reason. So I'm going to try to keep an eye on that this season and see if teams do struggle shooting here as much as people like to talk about in the coffee shop in town. Here is Easton on the right side as Sydney sets up the offense. They go to Simmons, comes off the screen to the high post. Foul line extended, dumps one off for Vandersommen. 3 straight away, too hard. Bricks off the back of the rim and a rebound for Morrison. In transition for Oneonta, finds Carr. He spots up for 3. Got it. Nothing but the bottom of the net there for Brady Carr. And Oneonta takes a 5-4 lead over Sydney with 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Here is Vandersommen across the big Sydney S straightaway now from the basket, closely guarded by Britton Z. Vandersommen, a little shifty move, will toss one back up top, looking for Danny Morris. Now they'll reset the offense with 15 on the shot clock. Sydney looking around for some options. Vandersommen directing traffic here. And Vandersommen again, another shifty move, tries to dish one down and low for Cameron Russo, and he's fouled. Russo was on the right low block, and he got hammered. And we'll head to the line here with 5:28 to go in the first quarter. And Oneonta leading Sydney by a score of 5-4. I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks for joining me tonight here on CDO and WCDO Sports. .com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. First shot for Russo at the line is no good. And if this is going to shape up to be a close game like we had last night, these foul shots will certainly go a long way. Second shot for Russo, in and out. Got to make those. And a rebound here for Britton Z. Back in transition for Oneonta as the Yellow Jackets go left to right. Here is Z, moves behind the back, dribble, will dish one out, finds Burnsworth, left side, 3 ball, got it, rattled it in for Owen Burnsworth. And so Burnsworth gives Oneonta an 8-4 lead over Sydney with 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter, live from Sydney High School tonight. Left corner now for Dylan Easton. Easton back to Vandersommen as Sydney trying to settle in on offense. Vandersommen breaks his man down off the dribble. To the left low block. Now we'll go to Russo. Now for Danny Morris. Left side of 3 is an air ball, and out of bounds will go to Oneonta. Sydney looks to be doing well in the transition, but the half-court offense, they've just been struggling to execute so far. 4:45 to go in the first. Oneonta boys leading Sydney 8-4 here at Sydney High School tonight. And here is Britton Z. Comes off the screen. Back to the top of the key. A 3 ball straight away is good for Morrison. And that gives Oneonta an 11-4 lead over Sydney with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. And Sydney trying to work their way back into this game, trying not to dig too big of a hole. They pass to the interior for Morris. It was tipped away. Morris gets it back, though. Ball loose on the ground. Russo scoops it up, goes to Dylan Easton for three. No, too strong. And a rebound for Z off the back of the rim. Britton Z in transition, slows it down, goes back to Burnsworth for a right side three, died on the front of the rim. Finley Oliver is there. Second chance, no. Third chance is blocked, and Sydney will come away. Down the floor on the right side for Simmons. Now to Vandersalmen, who will set the offense. Vandersalmen, right side, pull-up jumper, short. Rebound for Oniata. They've owned the glass so far. In transition, Micaiah Morrison dishes one off for Brady Carr. Shovels one over to the far side for Burnsworth. It won't go. A good look and lid on the rim there for Oniata. 3:35 to go, first quarter. Oniata leading 11-4 over the Sydney boys. To the high post, they try to shovel one down low, and another interception by Oniata as the Sydney half-court offense is kind of stalled out. Here's Burnsworth into the paint. We'll work one into the right corner now for Carr. A pump fake back to the top of the key. Burnsworth straight away three, left it short. Rebound for Vandersalmen. Shot out of a cannon down the left side of the floor. Vandersalmen to the rim, lost control, out of bounds and going back to Oniata. Vandersalmen, the junior guard, is trying to make something happen there for Sydney, and he lost control of it at the last second. So we come up on 3 minutes to go in a fast-moving first quarter with the Oniata boys on the road here in Sydney leading 11-4. Yellow Jackets with the basketball. They go to Britton Z, left side, gets to the foul line. Now goes to Carr for a three, left side, no. Rebound for Russo underneath, but had it taken away by Finley Oliver of Oniata. And the Yellow Jackets retain possession. And here is Oniata to the rim with Z. His shot was too strong, and a rebound now for Sydney. Here's the very quick Dylan Easton out in front of everybody, blocked from behind by Burnsworth, but will have a foul on Oniata. Boy, from half court to the basket, Dylan Easton just took off there. Burnsworth was able to track him down, but did foul him from behind as he went up for the layup. 2:40 to go, first quarter. Oniata boys leading Sydney 11-4, and this will send Dylan Easton to the line for the Sydney Warriors. His first shot is good. So Easton with his first bucket of the night. Of course, the electric quarterback this year for the Sydney Warriors. His second shot is good. You know, I was really impressed with Easton last year when he came up late in the year off the JV program for the end of the basketball season. Played well, and you could tell that he was going to be strong when he got to varsity this year, and he is. 2:25 to go, first quarter. Oniata 11, Sydney 6. Here's Brady Carr left side as the Yellow Jackets are in the blue and gold here going right to left. A three ball right side for Britton Z. No. Finley Oliver, the rebound, gets it to go, and he's fouled. And one play there for Finley Oliver. Finley Oliver, arguably one of the best, if not the best, boys soccer player in the WCDO coverage area, was just absolutely tremendous this year for a Yellow Jackets team that made it to the Section 4 Class B championship game. Just had a motor that never seemed to stop in front of the net. And you saw it right there on that rebound. He got a second chance, he put it up, and was fouled and got it to go. And now for the three-point play, yes, rattles it in. So Oliver with the old-fashioned three-point play, and that pushes the Oniata lead to 14-6 over Sydney with 2:15 to go in this first frame. So here is Sydney walking it down the floor, trying to set it up. Here is Connor Vandersalmen on the right side. Cam Sitz is into the game now for Oniata, guarding Vandersalmen. Two very quick guys going head-to-head there, and a steal by Sitz down the right side of the floor. Finds Britton Z. Z for Carr. Pull-up jumper on the baseline, and it's silky smooth and good there for Brady Carr. He has 5 points. And it's a 10-point lead now, 16-6 for the Yellow Jackets over the Warriors with 1:40 to go in the first quarter. Sydney throwing it to the right side. It was knocked out of bounds by Peyton Mackey, who's in for the Yellow Jackets. Both teams not afraid to go to the bench here in the early going. And so with 1:42 to go, first quarter, Sydney will get it into Vandersalmen, and he's fouled by Cam Sitz right at midcourt. Sitz was trying to pretty much go between him and that line, make sure that he was feeling the pressure a little bit there, and he got called for the push. Vandersalmen at midcourt now for the Sydney Warriors, setting up the offense. It's gone cold the last couple of minutes. Let's see what Sydney can do. Going right to left, here's Vandersalmen. Breaks down the defense, tries to go inside for Russo. It's tapped away by Sitz. Sits in transition now down the left side for Sydney, streaking ahead. finding Peyton Mackey for a long 2-0. Rebound, Finley Oliver, and Oneana keeps the possession alive with a fresh 35. Yellow Jackets to the left side of the floor. Here is Carr. Pull-up jumper in the paint straight away. Got it. And Brady Carr with 7 points forces Sidney to call a timeout with a minute and 5 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's Oneonta 18 and Sidney 6. We'll be back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sidney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sidney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
What a run with some nice balance here by the Oneonta boys as they lead Sidney 18-6 as we hit 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Sidney across the half-court timeline with Connor Vandersommet. Gets a screen at the top of the key, lost it though. And a steal. Here comes Cam Pitts on the breakaway layup. He missed it. And on the rebound, we'll have a foul going to be on Oneonta. So Pitts misses the layup. And then his teammates were trying to track back to grab that. And there was a foul on the rebound. Looks like they called it on Pitts, who was trying to get back into the play. Okay, no, they did call it on, let's see, who did they call it on? Peyton Mackey, who was hustling it for the rebound. I didn't think there was a way Sitz got back into that play, but as we were joking last night, the officials always have that angle, right? So 50 seconds to go, first quarter. 18-6 the score. Oneonta boys on top of Sidney. Here is Vandersommet straight away setting up the offense for Sidney. Goes left corner for Chris Marino, who checked in. Good pass down low for Cameron Russo, and he was blocked by Finley Oliver. Oneonta in transition. They go to Carr. He tries to force one up. Missed it. Rattled in and out. Easton a rebound. And Easton pulls it back with 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Sidney can play for the last shot if they want. Shot clock is off. Vandersommet gets a screen. Fires up a three. Left it short. Not enough mustard on it. Rebound Mackey. Outlet pass here to Britton Z. And Z will bring it down the floor. Z will pull it back out now. Five on the game clock. Z's going to have to go. Pulls up from the left side for three. It's too strong. Oliver the rebound and can't get it off in time. Oneonta boys lead 18-6 over Sidney. One quarter in the books, and we'll be back here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Started the second quarter in Sidney tonight. Our score is the Oneonta boys leading Sidney 18-6. I'm Nate Lull, and a big thank you to all our listeners online as well here tonight, WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Also, a big thank you to Butler Auto Sales. They sponsored our pregame show earlier tonight, and we'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report after this second quarter. Here is Sidney with the basketball. Vandersommet on the baseline. Good dish to Simmons in the far corner. His shot was partially tipped, and Oneonta will come away. Here's Oliver in transition for Morrison, and he lost it. And Sidney's trying to push quickly back the other way with Vandersommet. His shot won't go. He went in for a right-handed layup, and we'll have a foul on the rebound. Will be against the Sidney Warriors. Foul's going to be on Simmons. with 30 seconds gone in this second frame. Our score is 18-6. Oneonta boys leading at Sydney. So Cam Sitz will bring it up the floor as Oneonta in the royal blue with the gold trim, little white trim in there as well, going left to right, the dish down low for Finley Oliver, and he's got that to go. So Oliver now with five makes it 20-6 for the Oneonta boys. Sydney desperately in search of a bucket here. And they'll go to the right side, looking here for Dylan Easton. We'll push one back out to Marino. Little give and go, little miscommunication there. Danny Morris will gather it up. Easton at the top of the key, directing traffic. They get it to Vander Salmon, five on the shot clock. Vander Salmon is forced to put one up and rattles it in. Nice shot there by counter Vander Salmon. He's got 6 points. Oneonta is really going out of their way to try to slow Vander Salmon down here and play good defense against him, make it hard for him to get the ball. Here's Morrison for three on the right side, left it short. Gets his own rebound, and we'll have a traveling violation on Morrison, and we'll give it back here to Sydney. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. 20-8 is the score. Shout out to Cam Sitz, who, again, is doing a nice job on defense, really making it hard for counter Vander Salmon for Sydney, who got off to a good start, just making him work for everything. So, again, 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Our score is 20-8. And the Sydney boys are behind here on their home floor, trying to chip away. If they could make a little headway here in the second quarter, going into the break, it would certainly make the third quarter a little bit easier. A shot here by Vander Salmon is no good. And Oneonta in transition. They'll get it up to Morrison near midcourt, and he just saved it from going over the line. Sits to the left side now. We'll reset the offense with 20 on the shot clock here for the Yellow Jackets. 5:55 to go, second quarter. Oneonta with the ball. Sits down low. Finds Morrison. He's blocked out of there by Morris of Sydney. Dylan Easton in transition. Lays it up off the front of the rim. Won't go. Mackey with a rebound. Outlet pass to Cam Sitz, and the track meet continues. Sitz in transition. Finds Morrison. Baseline drive. Tried to pass one over to Finley Oliver. He saved it from going out. And now Vander Salmon with a steal. Sydney in transition. Vander Salmon to the rim, and he got it. Shot from a tough angle there for Connor Vander Salmon. He puts it in. And Oneonta wants a timeout. Sydney's chipping away at it here. They trail 20-10 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. And we'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Oneonta boys with the basketball. They have a 20-10 lead over Sydney with 5:15 to go in the second quarter in Sydney tonight. Jackets with the ball. Here is Britton Z, the freshman, at the top of the key. Shoots from the foul line. No good. Tracks down his own rebound. Out to Owen Burnsworth for three, and this one is short. Rebound underneath is scooped up by Carr, and he lays it up and in. Boy, Brady Carr, Johnny on the spot there. The freshman with 9 points for Oneonta makes it 22-10. Just when you think Sydney's going to claw back in, Oneonta got three offensive rebounds on that possession alone to keep it alive. Here's Vander Salmon. Good dish to Cameron Russo, and he couldn't hold on to it. Went off his hands. Back the other way for Oneonta. They're looking to set the offense up as they go left to right. Here's Carr at the top of the key. Carr now finds Dakota Buzzy. And Buzzy's into the paint. Was stripped by Chris Marino. Marino in transition. Lost it from behind. And here comes Oneonta off a steal. Carr will find Mackey. Back to Carr. And his jumper is good. Carr with 11 now off the nice dish there from Mackey. Just a good give and go. You know, 3-on-2, 2-on-1 drill right there for the most part. Vander Salmon, a deep three, is just off the right side of the rim. Will roll out of bounds and is going to go back to the Oneonta Yellow Jackets, who now lead 14 by 14 with our score 24-10 with 4:05 to go in the second quarter. And so here is Oneonta over the midcourt timeline. Again, going left to right, they're in the royal blue with the gold trim here tonight. Sydney's in the home whites with the maroon trim. Carr now going to Z on the left side. Z straight away. We'll leave one off for Buzzy. Straight away three for him is good. Everybody's getting into the scoring act here tonight as Dakota Buzzy gets his first shot to go. Makes it 27-10 with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Here's Vander Saman setting up the offense again on the right side. Stutter step. Works it down low. Onto the right low block. Feeds one back up top. That's stolen by Oneonta. Here is Mackey in transition. Missed it, but Burnsworth is there. Mackey gets another opportunity outside for Z. Three ball good. And a nice shot there by Britton Z. And again, two offensive rebounds on that possession for Oneonta. Keeps it alive, and they're able to hit another shot. Sydney wants the timeout with 3:07 to go in the second quarter. Our score is Oneonta 30 and Sydney 10. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Oneonta really sharing the ball well here tonight. You have Carr with 11, Oliver with 5, Morrison with 5, and then 3 apiece for Burnsworth, Z, and Buzzy. All getting into the scoring act. On the other side, it's Vander Saman with 8 and Dylan Easton with 2 for the Sydney Warriors. 3:05 to go, second quarter, Oneonta 30 and Sydney 10. The Warriors trying to find a little rhythm here on their home floor in this non-league stack versus MAC matchup. And Sydney with the basketball. They'll go to Danny Morris, now to Vander Saman. Comes off a screen from Ben Miller, who's checked into the game. Vander Saman, the jumper falling away, no. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Rebound for Oneonta. As they continue to Windex the glass here. Burnsworth over midcourt. Finds Z to the right side. Z looking at his options. Miller guarding him there. Z to the right side. We'll dish one off for Mackey. Burnsworth takes it inside. Now for Z. Three ball right side. Good for Britton Z. Back-to-back three-pointers for the freshman guard. When you think about Z and Carr in this lineup as very big, tall freshmen, boy, that's a dangerous combo for Oneonta for the next 4 years. Here's Vander Saman to the rim, gets it to go, and count the bucket for Vander Saman. And his shoe came flying off. Second time tonight we've seen a player with his shoe come flying off. Vander Saman with 10, and he's going to go to the line. And he has been working his butt off here tonight to try to get things going for the Sydney Warriors. You got to give him a lot of credit. And so Connor Vander Saman will step to the line here. Vander Saman takes a deep breath, and his shot from the line is good. So Vander Saman with 11 of Sydney's 13 points, with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Oneonta boys leading 33-13. So Oneonta will walk it down the floor here with Burnsworth. Now to Britton Z. Floater is off the front of the rim. Buzzy with a rebound on the right low block. Back out for Carr. Three ball for him. Too far. Z was on the backside, and he does the old tip drill and puts it in. So Britton Z with 8 points, and Oneonta is just controlling the glass. That is a big difference in this game here tonight. Buck 45 to go, second quarter. Vander Saman straight away three, good. And Vander Saman with 14 now, rattled that one home, and it's 35-16. Buzzy goes back to Z, gets into the paint. Now for Burnsworth, left side for Finley Oliver. Works one back out for Z, swings it into the corner for Buzzy. In and out, rebound for Dylan Easton, and here comes Sydney. Easton, so quick in transition, takes it to the rim, and he's fouled. Boy, again, we saw that speed in the fall on the football field, but to see it here on the basketball court, it's like he just downshifts and he's got another gear from about the top of the key when he's coming out of his own defensive end. All of a sudden, it's like he took two steps and he's, you know, at the other foul line. It's pretty amazing. Easton cannot get the first shot to go from the line. With a minute 23 to go, second quarter, Oneonta boys leading 35-16 here over Sydney. Easton, second shot, good. So Easton now has three, and it's 35-17. Jackets across the midcourt timeline. They go to Z, and out of Burnsworth on the left side. Burnsworth setting up the offense, 20 to go on the shot clock. Z feeds one down low. Great ball movement here by Oneonta. Back out to Z. Brady Carr straight away, three, no, and a rebound for Easton. And he tried to have the home run pass to Vandersom, and Oneonta was too wise to it, and they steal it away. So Oneonta's going to work it around to the left side for Z, no. Kind of rush that three-ball opportunity, and Easton will gather up the rebound, tries to go coast-to-coast, and couldn't get it to go. 35 seconds to go, second quarter. Oneonta leads Sydney 35-17 on the baseline. Finley Oliver gets it. No. Second chance for Finley, and he's fouled by Danny Morris with 29 seconds left. Been very impressed with this ball movement by Oneonta, going from corner to corner. Tic-tac-toe passing to set that up, and Oliver was fouled on a second chance opportunity. So Finley Oliver with 5 points so far tonight. Micaiah Morrison also with five for Oneonta. Britton Z with eight, and Brady Carr with 11, as well as Owen Burnsworth and Dakota Buzzy with three apiece. Oliver's first shot from the line, no good. Second one coming. 29 seconds to go here, second quarter. As we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up shortly. Oliver's second shot is good, so he has six. And it's 36-17. Oneonta boys leading Sydney. Here's Vandersom across midcourt to Ben Miller. Now for Easton. Easton on the left side of the floor to the top of the key. Trying to get it back to Vandersom. And Oneonta's just trying everything they can to make sure that it's tough for Vandersom to get the ball. Vandersom straight away three. Left it short. Skimmed off the front of the rim. Rebound Oneonta. 5 seconds left. Here is Buzzy in transition. Finds Z at the buzzer. No. And that'll do it. Our halftime score, Oneonta 36 and Sydney 17. We'll be back with our halftime report in just a couple of minutes. A very nice first half showing here for the Oneonta boys. We'll take a break. Again, our halftime score, 36-17, Oneonta on top of Sydney here on WCDO.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito, where people make energy different.
Hi, I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney. All of us at Waste Recovery wish our customers and the communities we serve a happy and safe holiday season. And we thank you for choosing us to handle your disposal and recycling needs. Whether it's affordable residential and commercial trash pickup, roll-off containers for construction debris, or appliance and tire drop-off at our transfer station on Valley View Road in Sydney, Waste Recovery can take care of all of it. Call us at 563-2616. We also remind you to please shop local this holiday season. Your support of small, local business is appreciated more than you know. And if you are able to donate, please give to those nonprofit agencies and organizations that provide services right here in the Tri-County area. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney. Call us at 563-2616, visit us at wasterecovery.com, and like us on Facebook.
Vandersom with a great little dipsy-doo stutter step, and he was fouled and couldn't get the shot to go. But what a stutter step there on the outside. Just left the defender kind of with his feet stuck in the cement. That was great. 7.5 to go in the third. Our score, 36-17. Oneonta boys on top of Sydney. The Warriors trying to dig out of a deep hole here to start this third quarter. Now here's Vandersom at the line. First shot is good. Vandersom with 15 for Sydney. Cuts it to 36-18. Second shot now coming for Vandersom. Good. So the junior guard now with 16 of Sydney's 19 points early in the third quarter. Oneonta with the basketball. They zip one to the left side. Carr to the left low block, finding Finley Oliver, and he scores. Good ball movement again by Oneonta, and Oliver is able to put it in. Sydney going left to right. They're in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim going left to right. Oneonta's in the royal blue with the gold trim. Here is Vandersom. Again, that stutter step. Tried to step back three, but didn't pull the trigger. Danny Morris, foul line extended. Tried to dish one off for Easton. Lost the handle for a minute. Now he gets it back. Easton pulls it out. Back to Vandersom, right side, as Sydney goes left to right. Vandersom on the right side. Nice little step through for him, but he couldn't finish in the land of the trees. And quickly in transition, Finley Oliver finds Burnsworth, and he puts it up and in. Good dish from Oliver to Burnsworth, and Oneonta leads 40-19. As now Easton tries to take it to the rim, blocked by Morrison. Ahead now for Burnsworth. Stops, pops, and scores. Burnsworth with 7. Makes it 42-19 with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Boy, Oneonta with a nice run to start the second half. And here at the top of the key is Sydney's Danny Morris. Now to Vandersom. Right side, Vandersom, a little pullback. Setting up the offense for the Sydney Warriors here. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. Russo, right corner, tried to pass down low for Danny Morris. On the right low block, he's double-teamed, and he lost it. And now we got a foul on Morris as he got tied up there with Finley Oliver trying to go for that loose ball. Frustration now for the Sydney Warriors with 5:55 to go in the third. And it's 42-19. The Oneonta boys on top of Sydney. Britton Z across midcourt will look to set it up. They'll go to the corner now for Carr. Inside for Finley Oliver, and he's blocked by Danny Morris. Sydney fans not pleased with that call, but it's going to send Finley Oliver to the line. Looking to shoot two. Things not going the way they had hoped tonight for the Sydney Warriors. This is going to be the fourth foul on Danny Morris, so now some of Sydney's size is going to have to come out of the game. And so here is Oliver to the line, hits the first. Oliver with 9 points. And another one coming. .545 to go in the third, 43-19 our score, as Oliver steps in. His second shot is short, rebound for Micaiah Morrison, who pulls one back out. And another opportunity here for Oneonta. Burnsworth to the high post for Oliver, spins around, and finds Z in the corner for a three, left it short, not enough mustard on it. Another rebound for Finley Oliver. Controlling the glass here. Back out for Z. Another three is short. Brady Carr is there, and he puts it in. Carr now with 13. And another possession with two or three opportunities off the glass there for Oneonta. Here is Simmons. Tries to pass to the interior. Lofted it up. It was tipped around. Sydney holds on. Vandersom at the top of the key. He pulls one down. Gets stuck in a tough position. Little give and go with Russo to get it back. Vandersom, three ball right side off the front of the rim, no. Rebound is picked up by Carr. Carr floats one ahead for Britton Z. Z goes over to Morrison, he puts it in. And Micaiah Morrison now has 7. And it's Oneonta 47, Sydney 19, with 4:40 to go in the third quarter. And Easton goes across midcourt trying to set it up. A little stutter step, Easton to the rim, got it. Nice move for Dylan Easton, and he has 5 points. Makes it 47-21 with 4:25 to go, third quarter. Pull-up jumper for Finley Oliver. No, Brady Carr says yes. Boy, he has been a beast on the glass. Brady Carr with 15. And Oneonta is just doing everything they can to get those rebounds. And Sydney not boxing out well enough at the moment. Ball loose on the floor. Vander Samen comes away with it. Trying to take it into the land of the trees. Little reverse layup there. No good. We'll have a jump ball on the rebound. Tough for Vander Samen being a smaller guard. They have him listed here at 5'7". And he's going up against some 6'3", 6'4 guys. And just couldn't get that reverse layup to go. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Here is Simmons. Takes one down low for Sydney. Back out to Vander Samen. Gets into the paint now. Foul line extended. Goes to Easton. Picks up his dribble in a tough spot. Now back to Vander Samen. 15 on the shot clock. Vander Samen behind the back dribble. Tries to step back. Had nowhere to go. Goes to Simmons in the corner. Floats one across and his pass went through the hands there of Zane Lett. And out of bounds and back here to Oneonta. With 3:40 to go in the third. Z to the top of the key now as Oneonta in the royal blue with the gold trim goes right to left. Brady Carr, right side three, in and out. Russo a rebound. And it gets it into the safe hands here of Connor Vander Samen. And Vander Samen takes it to the rim and he is fouled here before he could get the shot off at the right low block. Got to come up with some sort of cool nickname for him. VDS, Vander Samen, something. I don't know. We'll come up. VDS 10. He's wearing number 10. I don't know. We'll figure it out by the end of the season. But he's been silky smooth here tonight for Sydney. Here is Simmons on the left side. Trying to set up the offense now. Fresh shot clock. Vander Samen says, I'll try a three. Straight away, no. Rebound, Oneonta. Morrison, shot out of a cannon. Quickly down the floor for the big man. Finds Britton Z. Pump fake. Gets around his man. Dishes off for Carr on the right low block, and he scores. Textbook basketball there. As Carr now has 17, and a timeout is taken by Sydney. 51-21, Oneonta on top of Sydney with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter here in Sydney tonight on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
3:04 to go in the third quarter. Our score 51-21. The Sydney boys trailing Oneonta here tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO, your home for local sports in the Tri-County area. Also on WCDOsports.com, all courtesy of SFCU. Here is Dylan Easton out of the timeout. Shot himself into the paint area, and he goes up for the layup, hits it, and is fouled. So Easton was 7, and he's going to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Makes it 51-23 with 2:55 to go in the third quarter. And the shot from the line for Easton is no good, and a rebound for Oneonta. Here is Britton Z in transition. Z to the corner, tries to pass one into the corner now. We'll get it back. Little give and go there with Jared Hill, and then they throw it away. So both teams starting to get some of the reserves into the ball game here tonight. With 2:40 to go in the third. Here is Dylan Easton across the big Sydney S as Sydney's in the white with the maroon trim here tonight, going left to right. Easton into the paint, tries to dish one back out to Vander Samen. He's at the top of the key. And we'll now leave one into the hands of Dylan Easton. Easton, left side, tries to back his way into the paint. We're going to have a traveling violation as he stumbled and fell over as he tried to establish some room there for himself. That's the type of night it has been for the Sydney Warriors here with 2:20 to go in the third. Our score, Oneonta 51 and Sydney 23. Here's Carr for three, right side, off the side of the rim. Rebound here is picked up by Sydney. Zane Lett skying for that rebound there. finds Vandersonman, right side, takes it up and under, and he fouls. With 2:06 to go in the third. Vandersonman really showing some grit here tonight, doing everything he can to put some points up on the board here for the Sydney Warriors. So here is Vandersonman to the line, and his first shot is good. So Vandersonman with 17, and the next one coming. Again, with just over 2 minutes to go here in this third quarter. And this one is good for Connor Vandersonman. 18 of Sydney's 25 tonight belong to Connor Vandersonman. High post now for Dakota Buzzy. Tried to pass to the outside, knocked away by Dylan Easton. Easton coast to coast, and he's fouled as Oneonta was hustling back in transition. Looks like Oneonta might want to take a timeout here with a 1:54 to go in the third. Yeah, Jackets are going to take a timeout with our score 51-25. Oneonta on top of Sydney. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Dylan Easton misses the first foul shot here for the Sydney Warriors out of the timeout. And the second one is good for Easton. He has 8. Our score with 1:50 to go in the third, Oneonta 51 and Sydney 26. Here is Z at the top of the key. Chest pass, Jared Hill. Left side off the back of the rim. No, rebound for Z. Popped out to him. Back out, Buzzy. Chest pass, far side, Mackey. Skips it across the top of the defense here for Hill. And Oneonta being patient on offense here with Britton Z. Such composure for being a freshman out there working the ball around. Here is Hill. Steps through. And goes to Mackey on the far side. Off his hands. Out of bounds. And going to go back to Sydney. Oneonta pleading their case that it was tipped. And it's going to go to Sydney. Oneonta still going to plead their case, but looks like this won't be reviewed. And so waiting for the inbound here. And so Sydney will work it into Vandersonman from Chris Marino. Vandersonman into the paint, up and under, got it to go. Looks like a Harlem Globetrotter shot there for Connor Vandersonman. Such body control in the air. Brady Carr will save it from going out of bounds here. It's 51-28. Sydney trailing the Oneonta boys with a minute to go here in the third quarter. Appreciate you listening along tonight on the radio or on WCDOsports.com. Here's Peyton Mackey, left side, good. Mackey missed the initial shot and then tapped in his own rebound to make it 53-28. Oneonta on top with 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here is Marino, left side, as Sydney goes left to right. Marino, straightaway three for him, is short. Rebound, Dylan Easton. Easton into the corner now for Vandersonman. Wants to step back, tries a three, left it short. He had two defenders coming out at him that would not be denied. 25 seconds left, third quarter. Z across midcourt on the Sydney S. Shot clock is off. They want to play for the last shot, it looks like, here with Brady Carr. Carr floats one far side now for Dakota Buzzy. Buzzy back to Carr. Now to Z at the top of the key. Z splits two defenders. Leaves one for Buzzy into the corner. Jared Hill, three ball in and out. Ball is tapped back out. Z at the buzzer. No, rattled in and out on a deep three. End of the third quarter. Oneonta boys lead Sydney 53-28. We'll be back with the fourth quarter here on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here in Sydney. And the Oneonta boys lead 53-28 over the Sydney Warriors. It's been an impressive showing here tonight for the Oneonta boys, as we see some new faces get into the lineup now for both sides. Oneonta with the ball. Here's Finley Oliver. Back to Burnsworth. Top of the key. Floats one to the far side. A three for Oneonta. Rattles in and out. That was Zach Greigel with the shot. Rebound for Vandersalmen. Little killer crossover here for Vandersalmen. He's fouled by Greigel as he tries to take it to the rim with 7:35 to go fourth quarter. And Vandersalmen will step to the line. Again, he has played a tough game here tonight. He was hot early and has continued it the whole way. He's got 20 points tonight here for Sydney. Does the junior guard. Vandersalmen's first shot at the line is good. He has 21. And the second one coming. Start of the fourth quarter here at Sydney High School. Vandersalmen 2 for 2. 22 points for Connor Vandersalmen. It's 53-30. Oneonta boys on top, and now a steal. Marino tapped it into the hands of Vandersalmen. He's going to try to take it to the rim here. Now we'll zip one out. And the double team comes from Oneonta. Ball loose on the floor. And Sydney will steal it right back. They go to Dylan Easton. Good defense there by Zane Lett. Been impressed when he's come off the bench here for Sydney's. Really quick player. Ahead for Dylan Easton. Three ball, no. Rebound, Finley Oliver. And Oliver, an outlet pass, finds Greigel on the far side. Lost control of it. Easton, in the backcourt, has to shovel it over before he gets tripped up to Cameron Russo. And now to Chris Marino. Marino to the high post. Looking for Cameron Russo. Said they go to Easton on the far side. His shot is no good. Rebound, Greigel. Back down the floor here for Oneonta. Nice step through here from Akiah Morrison. He's fouled, and the shot wouldn't go. Morrison will head to the line. With 6:40 to go, fourth quarter. Oneonta boys up 53-30 over Sydney. So Morrison will head to the line here. Here's our scoring breakdown for Oneonta. 17 for Brady Carr. First one for Morrison at the line is good. Carr with 17. 9 for Finley Oliver. And then 8 apiece for Britton Z and Micaiah Morrison. 7 for Owen Burnsworth. Second shot no good there for Morrison. Sydney with a rebound. Here is Vandersalmen straight away. Looking to get past his man. And we'll pull it back out with 6.5 to go in the fourth. Here is Vandersalmen trying to dish one down low here for Marino. Now to Cameron Russo. Back to Vandersalmen. He just doesn't have a lot of passing options here. This offense looks a little stagnant at the moment. Easton tries to take it to the rim off the pass from Vandersalmen and missed it. And a rebound for Finley Oliver. There's just been no second chance opportunities tonight for Sydney because of the length and the height here of these Oneonta forwards. Here is Finley Oliver at the foul line. Works one to the outside. A three here for the Jackets is in and out. Morrison scoops up the rebound. No. Second chance for Oliver. His shot won't go, but he's headed to the line. Another possession with two offensive rebounds for Oneonta. Original shot there came from Ben Casola for Oneonta. And so Finley Oliver will step in here for the Jackets. And his first shot is good. So Oliver now with 10. He's into double figures. Danny Morris is going to check back in with those four fouls. And kudos here to Zane Lett, 6'1 freshman, or excuse me, 6'1 forward. He's a senior. And he's been playing well tonight here for Sydney. I'm impressed. Quickness and a lot of grit. Second shot for Finley Oliver, no good. Morris with the rebound. And Danny will zip it out to Connor Vandersamen. Left side of the floor as Sydney goes left to right with 5:40 to go, fourth quarter. Vandersamen on a baseline drive, and he's fouled with our score only on a 55 and Sydney 30. This is going to send Vandersamen to the line for a 1-1 on the seventh team foul here by the Sydney Warriors, or by Oneonta, excuse me. Vandersamen shot at the line, no good. Rebound Finley Oliver. Outlet pass here to Morrison. Gets to midcourt. Lost it out of bounds. It's going to go back to Sydney. With 5:35 to go in this fourth quarter. Stay tuned for our postgame show coming up after this. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Brought to you by NBT Bank, Rabbit O'Gresham Insurance, and Acco Brands of Sydney. Here is Vandersamen at the top of the key. Splits two defenders, and we'll pull it down now. Vandersamen back to Chris Moreno. Far side for Dylan Easton on the right wing side. They go to Russo on the right low block. Russo trying to back his way in. They go back out for Easton. Three ball for Dylan Easton is good. Sydney has had two players score tonight. Vandersamen with 22 and Easton with 11 to add up to their 33. Oneonta with some extra reserves in there now. They lose control. Here is Easton in transition. No. Rebound for Finley Oliver. Oliver with an outlet pass to Morrison down the right side. Morrison will get it back. Top of the key. Oneonta taking their time here with a comfortable 55-33 lead. Pass across the top of the defense. Now back up to Morrison. Top of the key. Stops and goes far side. Ben Casola for three. Left it short. Rebound loose on the floor. Easton will come away. Easton down the right side of the floor. Stops and pops for three and hits. Three ball for Dylan Easton, and he's got 14 now, and it's 55-36. Sydney chipping away a little bit. Into the corner for Oneonta now. A three is off the mark. Shot up by Zach Riegel, but again, Oneonta with a rebound. A kick there off of the rebound opportunity will stay with Oneonta. Vandersamen and Chris Moreno are going to come out. Ben Miller and Justin Lang in here for the Sydney Warriors. Oneonta head coach Jerry Mackey, a nice show of sportsmanship there. A shot for Oneonta is no good. Rebound for Sydney. Ball back down the floor. I'll get back to that point in just a minute. Oneonta in transition. Here is Morrison. Morrison in transition. The layup is good for Micaiah Morrison. He's got 10. Vandersamen is coming out, and Jerry Mackey, head coach for Oneonta, came to the scorer's table, shook his hand, said, hey, really nice game, young man. Gave him a pat on the back. It was great to see. You can see Vandersamen worked his tail off here tonight. 3:45 to go, fourth quarter. It's 57-36. Oneonta boys on top. And here at the top of the key is Morrison. They go to Greigel. Now to Finley Oliver. Back outside, three ball. Is no good. And then a rebound by Ben Casola. He puts it up and in. So Casola went into the land of the trees as a smaller guard there and was able to gather it up and score. With 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter, it is Oneonta 59 and Sydney 36. Here's Easton. Straight away, three, got it. 17 for Dylan Easton. He's hit three 3-pointers in a row. And a timeout's taken by Oneonta. So we're going to step away for 30 seconds. 59-39, Jackets on top of the Warriors. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2:37 to go, fourth quarter. Oneonta boys leading Sydney 59-39. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining here tonight on WCDL. Ball knocked out of bounds. Good defense there by the Warriors. There's no quit in this Sydney team. Early in the season, you know that they're going to play their best in the MAC. Should be a good year for the Sydney Warriors, I think. Just not their night tonight against a tough Oneana team. Oneana passes to the high post, and it's intercepted. Here comes Ben Miller back down the floor for Sydney. Miller into the corner, looking for Danny Morris for three, no. And a rebound is scooped up by Oneana. We'll have a jump ball. Arrow will keep it with Sydney. With 2:13 to go. Looks like Ben Miller will be doing the inbounding duties here for the Sydney Warriors. Miller looking for Justin Lang in that left side corner. Went off his hands and out of bounds. And so Oneata will get it back. And Cam Sitz will walk it down the floor here. Sitz to the right side as Oneata in the blue with the gold trim going right to left. Three ball here for Greigel is no good. And Danny Morris will pick up the loose change. Morris trying to go coast to coast. We'll have a charge taken here by Cam Sitz, sacrificing the body. And Danny Morris is going to foul out of this game on that charge with a buck 55 to go here in the fourth quarter. Sitz, well, he took all of that one. Banged his elbow pretty good off this hard floor, but picks up the charge there for the Oneana Jackets. With a minute 53 to go here in the fourth. And they'll go to the high post. Oneana working it around. A long two from the left side is no good for Jared Hill. Sitz gets the rebound. Sitz to the right side. Will pull it out. Oneana content to cycle it around the offense here. They go to Casola on the far side. Keeps it in. Finds Cam Sitz for three, and he got it. Sitz with a good shot there from straight away, and he hits it to make it 62-39. With a minute 20 to go, here's Justin Lang for three. No, died on the front of the rim. Rebound for Sydney. Cameron Russo, second chance for Russo. No, he wanted the foul, and he's not going to get it. Back down the floor here for Dakota Buzzy. Buzzy passes it to the inside for Jared Hill, who's able to get the shot to go. And it's 64-39 with 55 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Frustration here tonight for Sydney. Here is Russo. Takes it inside. And couldn't get the shot to go with 45 seconds to go in the fourth. And here is Cameron Sitz. Oneana content to work it around. Sitz to the left side. Dishes for Casola there. Back left side here for Aiden Hendricks. Down to 30 seconds left as Sydney will suffer their first loss of the season. Came in tonight 2-0. Here's Sitz on the right side. Another three. That one was deep. It wouldn't go. Rebound for Simmons. And an outlet pass to Ben Miller with 20 seconds to go. Miller will shovel one into the corner for Lang. Now back to Miller. He wants a three, and it's blocked at the top of the key. Buzzy will rip it down. And Oneana will walk it up the floor for a 64-39 victory here tonight for Oneana. Post-game show coming up as the Jackets defeat the Warriors. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nvtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. 64-39, our final score here tonight, as the Oneonta boys defeat Sydney on the road for a non-leaguer tonight. Here's our scoring summary. 17 tonight for Brady Carr for Oneonta. We'll do Oneonta first. 10 for Micaiah Morrison. 10 for Finley Oliver. 8 for Britton Z. 7 for Owen Burnsworth. And then Dakota Buzzy with 3. Cameron Sitz with 3. 2 apiece for Peyton Mackey, Jared Hill, and Ben Casola. On the other side, it's pretty easy to keep track of here for the Sydney boys. 2 guys on the score sheet tonight. 22 for Connor Vandersom, and that's a game high. 17 for Dylan Easton. They were both tremendous here tonight. Let's get into our 3 awards. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, which is brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I'd like to go with Connor Vandersom tonight from Sydney, a game high 22. Very, very impressive showing here tonight for him. We will give him the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Second tonight is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO, and they wish our local team success this season. A lot of different ways you could go with this tonight. I'd like to go with Britton Z from Oneonta. I thought, you know, he had 8 points, but I thought he was tremendous in all aspects of the game. You could probably give him the all-purpose award, too, but I was just really impressed with everything that he did, being a floor general out there and playing some good defense. So Britton Z will get our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you, of course, by ACCO right here in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'd like to go with Brady Carr tonight from Oneonta. 17 points for the freshman. What a dynamic duo between Carr and Z, the two freshmen on this Oneonta boys team. They look very good, and the future will be bright for them. And the JV team for Oneonta looked good earlier tonight as well, picking up a victory there over Sydney. So future is bright. We're going to give Brady Carr our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. So that's going to wrap up the broadcast, and we'll be back here again on Friday as the Sydney girls host Norwich. 7 o'clock tip there. Make sure you check out natelull.com or follow me on Twitter for all the scores tonight, the standings, everything else that you need. Again, our final score here, 64-39, the Oneonta boys defeating Sydney. And a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer, as well as Craig Stevens helping out downtown on Main Street at our Sydney studio. So, again, 64-39, Oneonta boys defeat Sydney. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night. We'll talk to you on Friday on WCDO Sports.